You reach for the top olive oils and invest in the best pans. But in the kitchen, how well do you care for your greatest tool, your hands? When mine take a beating cooking and cleaning, which is often, I use Bag Balm to work its wonders on my poor, distressed skin. Created 125 years ago on a Vermont dairy farm, their soaps smell great and clean hands without stripping moisture, and their fast-absorbing lotion means I can quickly get back to cooking. Treat your hardworking hands to Bag Balm, every chef's best friend. Use code FOOD52 for 20% off your order on bagbalm.com. Good through 2024.
At Total Wine & More, find the best gifts for everyone on your list, whether it's a Cabernet for sis or a single barrel bourbon that dad will love. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21. Where can you find the best gifts at great low prices that everyone will love? At Total Wine & More, of course, with so many great bottles to choose from. Find something for everyone on your list, whether it's a Cabernet for your sis, sparkling wine for a coworker, or a single barrel bourbon for dad. And if you need any help, just ask one of their friendly guides for advice. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21.
Hi, this is Play Me a Recipe. I'm Patty Hinich, host of Patty's Mexican Table en La Frontera on PBS, also cookbook author and chef at the Mexican Cultural Institute right here in Washington, D.C. Today, we're gonna be making my roasted tomato rice with cumin and oregano. I got inspired to create this recipe after visiting the northeastern Mexican state of Nuevo León after filming for my newest season of Patty's Mexican Table. This recipe is linked in the show notes and on food52.com. But we'll be gathering ingredients and we're gonna be doing everything alongside each other. So feel free to pause or rewind if you need a little bit more time. So to make this recipe, we're gonna need 1.5 to 2 pounds ripe cherry or grape tomatoes, 6 garlic cloves peeled and thinly sliced, 1 teaspoon of crushed, dried piquin chile. If you don't have piquin chiles, you can substitute for chiltepin, for chile de árbol, or for crushed red pepper flakes. We're also going to be using 1 teaspoon dried oregano. If you find Mexican oregano, even better. And if you find oregano from the state of Nuevo León, that will be even better as it is so fragrant and powerful. We're gonna be using 1/2 teaspoon of cumin seeds, crushed with a knife or a mortar, 1/2 cup olive oil, 1.5 teaspoons kosher or coarse sea salt, or you can add more to taste. And then we're also gonna use 2 cups of jasmine white rice, but you can also use extra long white or brown rice, 3 tablespoons vegetable oil, 1/4 cup finely chopped white onion, 3 cups chicken broth, 1/2 cup of freshly squeezed orange juice, and 1 teaspoon of kosher or coarse sea salt for when you're cooking the rice. I'm gonna start by preheating my oven to 450 degrees. And then I have a small baking sheet and I'm gonna add my tomatoes. I have 2 pounds. You can use 1.5 to 2 pounds, up to you. And then I'm gonna top these tomatoes with the 6 garlic cloves that I'm gonna thinly slice. I'm gonna top these with 1 teaspoon of the crushed chile piquin flakes. Now the chile piquin is a beautiful, feisty little chile from the northern region of Mexico. It's beautiful, it's small, it's bright red when it's dried. And it has a citrusy taste. It's very spicy, but it's very tasty. If you can't find chile piquin, you can add crushed chile de árbol or chiltepin, which is also very popular now. It has a similar taste. Or you can substitute for crushed red pepper flakes. We just want to add some heat there. And now I'm going to add the dried oregano and cumin. And I have my Mexican oregano that I brought from Nuevo León. I was so fascinated when I was traveling there. It was my first time visiting the state of Nuevo León, and it is fascinating to me because the more I travel for my show, Patty's Mexican Table, the more I realize how little I know about my home country. It turns out that Nuevo León grows its own native oregano, especially in a region called Higueras. And the oregano from Nuevo León is so fragrant and warm and powerful. So I still have some of it. So I'm going to crush it with my hands. 1 teaspoon. Adding it on top of the tomatoes. If you can't find oregano from Nuevo León or Mexico, it's okay. You can use any oregano that you find. And then I'm going to add 1/2 teaspoon of cumin seeds. And this is also cumin from Nuevo León. The cumin from Nuevo León is really, really robust and strong and woodsy. So I'm going to crush them with a knife. The state of Nuevo León in Mexico is in the northeast part of Mexico. It's very desertic. It doesn't have that many ingredients, but the people there are so resourceful and resilient, and they just make extraordinary food with the ingredients they have. And one of their main seasonings are what we're using here, cumin, oregano, and chile piquin. And then I'm gonna add 1 1/2 teaspoon of kosher salt. You can use coarse sea salt, and of course, you can adjust to taste. So that's 1 1/2 teaspoons. And this baking sheet is looking so beautiful already. And now I'm gonna pour 1/2 cup of olive oil right over the tomatoes. I'm gonna grab a spoon to toss. I'm gonna toss it all together. So we have the tomatoes with the olive oil, the garlic, the cumin, the oregano, the chile piquin. And I have my oven, which preheated at 450. And roasting or charring the ingredients is such a traditional technique in Mexican cooking. It really makes the ingredients give their best, their very best. So if your tomatoes were sweet, this is gonna make them sweeter. It's gonna make all the sugars come out and caramelize. It's gonna bring out the rustic element from the tomatoes as they char and roast. And of course, we're gonna use them all whole. And then once we start cooking the rice, the tomatoes will float to the top. So while my tomatoes are roasting, and these will be for about 25 minutes, I'm gonna gather the rest of my ingredients. So we need 2 cups of jasmine rice. I like to use jasmine rice for this recipe because it's a rice that's very perfumed. It's rice that loves to cling to each other. The rice grains really love to stick to one another, and I like that stickiness. This dish also has orange juice, which I know it's kind of crazy. I really wanted to add the orange juice because I wanted to make a rice dish that really spoke to my experience in Nuevo León. And Nuevo León is one of the main exporters of oranges of Mexico, the entire country. And most of the oranges they grow, they export to the US. And they use orange a lot in their carne asadas, in their salsas, in their soups, in their, you know, their all of their dishes. And so when I was coming up with this recipe and I was using the fragrant jasmine rice and I was using all these spices, the cumin, the oregano, I just felt like I wanted to add something tangy, something sweet that went really well with the roasted tomatoes. And I'm so amazed by how beautiful all these flavors combine. So I really invite you to try this recipe, and don't worry about what the orange juice will do to the rice, because it just does a beautiful thing to it. So I'm gonna cut the orange. I'm gonna squeeze the juice in a little bowl as my tomatoes continue to roast. And we need 1/2 cup. So depending on how juicy your oranges are, you may need 1 or 2 oranges. And these oranges that I have here aren't that juicy. So I'm gonna go and grab another one. I also think the orange juice goes so well with the tomatoes because the orange juice is fresh, it's tangy, it's sweet, and it's such a nice balance with the rustic charred taste of the roasted tomatoes. So I'm grabbing another orange and I'm rinsing it, squeezing the juice right here. You can hear how the tomatoes are roasting in the oven. These roasted tomatoes are so delicious that if you wanna make an extra batch, you can use some for, of course, making the rice, but you can also use these roasted tomatoes as a topping for avocado toast, as a filling for omelet. So many ways to play with these. Okay, so that measures a half a cup of orange juice. And if you look at my recipe, I have 2 cups of rice, and typically the ratio of liquid to rice is 2 for 1. So if you have 2 cups of rice, you'd want 4 cups of liquid in the Mexican style of cooking. And here I have 3 cups of chicken broth and 1/2 cup of orange juice. But I'm not making it 4 cups of liquid because there's a lot of liquid that comes out of the tomatoes as they roast and char in the oven. So right now, I'm just gonna wait for my tomatoes to roast. I'm gonna get my saucepan and my oil. I'm using olive oil for roasting the tomatoes, but I'm using vegetable oil to sear or saute the rice. So this is also a traditional Mexican technique. When we're making rice, we first toast the rice for a few minutes before adding the liquid. And to make the rice, heat the vegetable oil in a medium saucepan over medium to medium high heat. Once hot and you see the ripples, add the rice and stir to coat as it cooks for a minute. Make room in the middle and add the onion. Stir to mix with the rice and continue cooking until the rice grains change color to a deep bright white and feel heavier and make a louder sound as you stir. About 4 to 5 minutes. Add the chicken broth, orange juice, salt, and stir. Increase heat to medium-high, and once it's bubbling strongly, add the roasted tomatoes with all their juices on top. Give the gentlest stir, cover, and reduce the heat to low. Cook for 15 minutes or until all the liquid has been absorbed, and you see no more at the bottom of the pan. Turn off the heat and keep covered until you serve. Okay, so I'm here waiting for my tomatoes to roast. They still need about 20 minutes, and I have my ingredients all here gathered, so I'll see you in about 20. So I added the chicken broth, and I added the orange juice after adding the salt. And now I'm waiting for this cooking liquid to really come to a strong, active, aggressive bubbling. Meanwhile, I'm clearing my kitchen here with you too. I like to store my oregano and my cumin and my chiles piquines that I brought from Nuevo León in these like bottom-up containers because then they have a tight lid and they screw and they stay fresh for long periods of time. And then it looks like my rice is bubbling. I covered it for a second to make sure that it bubbles really, really strongly. And meanwhile, I'm just pushing all of my tomatoes with their juices to the edge of the baking sheet. Because now, as soon as my rice super duper bubbles, I'm gonna add all these delicious, it's like roasted tomato candy. They're juicy, they're sweet. They have that robust taste from the cumin, that fragrant taste from the oregano, and the heat from the chile piquin. And it's not a lot of heat. It's just a tiny little punch, which you need. Okay, so my rice is bubbling now. but I want it to really aggressively bubble. So we're gonna give it another second. So this is a rice that you can make it ahead of time and just leave it covered. And when you're ready to eat it, you can reheat it. And remember, when the rice is ready, you wanna fluff it, because the jasmine rice does have the grains want to stick to one another, which I find to be charming and delicious, but you don't want the rice to really clump up. So after the rice is ready, you want to fluff it a little. Oh yeah, so now it's really intensely bubbling. So I'm gonna add all of my tomatoes along with all of their juices right over the top of the rice. And that's why I didn't add more chicken broth or more orange juice, because there's a lot of liquid here from the tomatoes. Okay, so I added all of my tomatoes and their juices. And now I'm gonna give it a gentle stir, because I want all of those juices from the tomatoes to mix with the chicken broth and the orange juice. And now I'm gonna cover my pot. I'm gonna reduce the heat to the lowest possible heat. And this is gonna cook for about 12 to 15 minutes. You know the rice is ready when there's not much liquid at the bottom of the pot and the rice grains taste like they're cooked. If they need a few minutes more, you can put the lid on again and cook them for a few more minutes. So one gentle stir. Adding the lid on top, reducing the heat to the lowest possible heat. And I will see you guys in about 15 minutes. Okay, and we are back. And it's been 15 minutes, and you're gonna come with me to take off the lid. Oh, it smells so good! It smells perfumed and rustic and rich and tangy and citrusy. And the rice is ready. So there's barely any liquid at the bottom of the pot. And all of the tomatoes have risen to the top, making a beautiful layer. I'm just fluffing the rice a little, turning off the heat, and you're gonna taste with me. I'm gonna blow. It's orangey. It's barely spicy, but the flavor from the piquín is there. And the oregano and the tomatoes explode with flavor with the jasmine rice. This is such a delight. I mean, truly, forget about your boring rice. And that's the end of the roasted tomato rice with cumin and oregano. And it's a phenomenal rice dish that can be a side, can be the main star, can take center stage. I want to know how your version turned out. I'd love for you to try it. Share with me with Food 52. I'm at Patty Hinnage in all of the social media platforms. And thanks for letting me play you a recipe today. So find me, Patty Hinnage, PatiJinich. I'm at Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, even TikTok, Facebook, and pattyhinnage.com if you want to find more recipes like these. Thank you. See you soon.